The wind has swept from the wide atmosphere each vapour that obscured the sunset's ray, and pallid evening twines its beaming hair in duskier braids around the languid eyes of day. Silence and twilight, unbeloved of men, creep hand in hand from yon obscurest glen. They breathe their spells towards a departing day, encompassing the earth, air, stars, and sea. Light, sound, and motion own the potent sway, responding to the charm with its own mystery. The winds are still, or the dry church tower grass knows not their gentle motions as they pass. Thou too, our aerial pile, whose pinnacles point from one shrine like pyramids of fire, obeyest in silence their sweet solemn spells, clothing in hues of heaven thy dim and distant spire, around whose lessening and invisible height gather among the stars the clouds of night. The dead are sleeping in their sepulchres, and mouldering as they sleep, a thrilling sound, half sense, half thought, among the darkness stirs, breathed from their wormy beds all living things around, and mingling with the still night and mute sky, its awful hush is felt inaudibly. Thus solemnized and softened, death is mild and terrorless as this serenest night. Here could I hope, like some inquiring child sporting on graves, that death did hide from human sight sweet secrets, or beside its breathless sleep that loveliest dream's perpetual watch did keep. The sigh that heaves the grasses, whence thou wilt never rise, is of the air that passes, and knows not of its sighs. The diamond tears adorning thy low mound on the lea, those are the tears of mourning, that weeps, but not for thee.